starting off in that first period, I just said to McNiven, you know, their first two shots are two breakaways that he had to be really solid on. How did you feel that first period went?
Well, I thought we were a little bit sluggish, and you know, I think it was a tough weekend for us, not only with the travel, but Friday night's game. We played two periods with 10 forwards. Yesterday went into overtime. You know, I thought that we not only sluggish, but a little bit you know, slow reacting in the first period. We dug deep, trying to find some energy. I thought we ran out of gas at the end. You know, and Rochester, you know, played really well in the third period, especially the first 10 minutes. I mean, we couldn't get much going, and didn't get a shot off. You know, until I think probably the 8-minute mark in the third. Gave a little push towards the end, but you know, it was just too late. Yeah.
You think this is the big difference between Syracuse pushes just as hard. You think this is the big difference between last night and tonight, just the end of a 3-3, a long weekend, a hard weekend?
Yeah, and you know, not just with that, but I thought that we played an all right game. You know, considering all those details, but I thought that you know, some guys like you know, Cracknell and Terry and Reichel, you know, they look tired. And that's just to say that, you know, the amount of ice time that they had all weekend long, I mean, it's we're asking those guys to do a lot. And when you have a depleted lineup and guys that you bring up, you know, from the East Coast and stuff, I mean, it happens. Every team's in, you know, gets to those times in the season. But, you know, we're in there, and, you know, it was a big win last night. And, you know, I can say that it was still a good effort tonight. Well, it's to take it one game at a time again. I mean, we've tried to do that all season long, and you know, we rolled with the punches, you know, throughout the season here with changes in the lineup. But you know, we're just going to take it one game at a time, and then the players will do it one shift at a time. And you know, it's the only thing we can do. We're going to try, you know, you want to take care of the now and not the past and not the future. So, you know, if you take care of what's going on right now, and you know, you have a better chance to accomplish something.